League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Well, I would like to read you the very first text that I opened on my birthday morning at 8 a.m. from our dear friend Jake Odemark.
Okay.
Happy 45th, you fucking dumb loser.
We have the best friends.
And then he said, take your Metamucil.
Listen, if your friends can't read you for filth, who can? Welcome, everyone, to I Think Not, the podcast where we are two best friends and we don't have good taste in friends. So you do the math. Think about it. I haven't. We are your hosts, Ellen Marsh and Joey Taranto, and you are listening to the podcast where we recap your favorite true crime TV shows episode by episode. That is right. Whatever you suggest to us, we put it on a list and we go through them. And there have been many. Someone actually just posted in the Facebook group today, can I get a list of all the shows you've covered? And I was like, I have to do some research.
Well, let me tell y'all something. We do leave it up to you. We're like, give us your suggestions. And when I look at this list, when I revisit it every once in a while, I'm like, y'all will all be on my prayer list to the day you die.
You need to
get right with the Lord. You're not right.
We are here on the main feed covering Scam Goddess. You know Joey and I love a good white collar crime.
We do.
But over on the Patreon, we're covering a really fantastic show. It's a little dark, but it is called Killer in Plain Sight. But you know us, we're going to try and find the lightheartedness hidden back there behind the shoes and your prom dress. We're going to find the funny in there somewhere.
I'm like, where is this metaphor going? It's got legs and eyes and teeth. And also, if you want a little bit more of us, head on over to patreon.com/ithinknot, where for as little as $5 a month, you can get 4 bonus episodes ad-free.
So many episodes.
Also, we have tons of community events. We have watch parties. We have quarterly paint parties. We have merch boxes, which are about to go out. And y'all, let me tell y'all something.
Uh-oh, here's the big announcement.
I'm packing up these merch boxes, and I'm sending them out.
You all, gird your loins. So we have different tier merch boxes where we design a theme for the box, and basically everything that you've paid to the Patreon, we put it into the merch boxes, and then you get the content for free. It's just our way of doing more work, which is fun. And you all, Joey Elizabeth Taranto will be packing this quarter's merch boxes. And so, honey, would you just mute yourself for a second? So if you all get, like, poppers or lube or, you know, a random soda can or something in your box, just DM me because he's a boy. So not sure what's going to arrive at your house. Okay. You can unmute now, honey.
Oh, thank you so much. What happened? No, I didn't hear a thing.
I was telling them how well you're going to do packing up the merch boxes.
Listen, you quiet down. I said y'all are going to send the shit to my house. I'm going to pack them up and send them out. And I am going to do something a little bit special for every merch box. That is sprinkle a little cat litter in every one. All right. Anyway.
You should see me and Harris's side chat. We're like, do you think you can do it?
I
think
one of us should fly
there. One of us should fly there. Do you think you can do it? Just kidding. That is something that is coming to you very, very soon. All new theme. We actually have a really good time putting it together. And we just decided on the fly to do a Traitors watch party. So every Thursday night at 9 p.m., we decided to watch Traitors on the Hallelujah What's It To You tier. Whatever. It's all there. The point is that you're here. We're always going to be here free on your main feed every Wednesday, honestly, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Let's get to the episode.
Season 1, Episode 2 of The Scam Goddess, The Sideline Scammer.
Now at 6, a Houston woman accused of scamming professional athletes out of millions of dollars.
The sports world is where everyone is running after the ball. But what happens when one money manager runs off with nearly $6 million?
She was a financial advisor to stars.
Peggy King played the game like a pro, promising athletes generational wealth while playing keep away with their millions. Funding her own high-rolling lifestyle of luxury cars, lavish homes, and wild nights out. It's time to break down Peggy's playbook.
Well, we are in the world of sports, a world where anything can happen. In sports, you can even get in the shower with your partner and find sports in there. You know what I'm saying, Yellen?
I don't, actually. Could you explain that? I think you might be confusing it with something else. What do you mean, honey?
No, I'm not. You know, I think the best way to explain it is through song.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
I still don't get it.
It's water sports, Ellen. Water sports. Urination nation.
Can we not talk about PP on our comedy podcast, please?
Well, we are told that sports players...
Our friend Lacey is back. Podcaster turned TV star. We're so happy for her.
We're actually in Miami, and we're told that this is the city where athletes want to play because when they're off the court or the field or whatever it is, they can cut up in this city. And I get it. It's like what LeBron James once sang.
Miami, Miami, got style.
Exactly, LeBron. Ellen, how do you feel about Miami? Have you ever been?
I actually hate Miami.
Why?
I feel ugly there.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I like to go to places where I feel pretty. You know where I feel pretty? Duluth. I feel really stellar. And Sheboygan. It's a tie between Duluth and Sheboygan. Everybody's so pretty and rich and pretty, and I feel ugly there.
Okay, listen, I understand. When I want to go feel hot, I go to Dixon, Tennessee, which is the backwoods of Nashville.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because they're like, oh, you got all your teeth.
Yeah.
So
I got these guys, and I got these cash in my pocket. I'll take them everywhere I go.
Listen, it is a wild time in Miami. I had some wild nights in my 20s there, but it's a big city. Lots of folks with money and lots of folks ready to scam those folks out of their money.
Yeah, you know, you said something about it being a party city, and it is. The strip, the clubs, the nightlife, everything I'm not into. Do you know this year I was invited to a Christmas party? Guess what time that Christmas party started? I'll tell you. 8 p.m. So you say it's 8 p.m., people start trickling in around 8:30. Is this party half an hour long? Like, what are you guys doing into the wee hours of the morning? Don't get it twisted. I'm not going to go home and sleep, but I'm going to go home and lay in my bed and get stoned and watch TikToks. But an 8 p.m. party?
We could not lead more different lives. It is insane because you and I are so similar in so many ways, but literally Friday morning, I didn't go to bed till 6 a.m. because I was at a rave all night.
That sounds like torture. Like if someone were to say, we're not going to send you to prison, we're going to make you nightclub. We're going to turn you into a club kid. I'd be like, put the shackles on me. No, thank
Listen,
you.
Let Are me tell
you
y'all something.
Are you doing drugs? An 8 p.m. party?
Look, y'all, when you're ready to check your parents into an old folks home, send them to Ellen's house because she's living at Shady Pines. It's Shady Pines over there.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This brings us to our subject today, which is Peggy King. Peggy King was a wealth manager who helped professional athletes with their money.
From a roster of all-stars boasting a combined net worth of $100 million, with clients like Hall of Famer Dennis Rodman, Heisman Trophy winner Ricky Williams, NBA stars like Travis Best and Rashad McCants, and NFL running back Lex Hillard.
The only name I recognize is Dennis Rodman.
Right. Well, Lex Hillard plays for the NFL, and he is a running back. And he's a person who he starts from the front and runs to the back.
Yeah.
And then it sort of crosses. It's he does the sports athletes.
Great.
So, yeah.
Y'all, we are a sports podcast. I actually do like football. I do enjoy football a lot. But, like, I don't know anybody's names unless it's Drew Brees.
I like watching action sports. Basketball, it's always moving. Soccer, it's always moving. Football, you're starting and stopping and starting and stopping. You're giving me, like, heart palpitations over here. Why did you just keep going?
Baseball's the worst offender.
Oh, my gosh. That's why they all have such chubby butts. Back to Peggy. Peggy King was the CEO of King Management, and she wanted to work with everyone's finances, professional athletes specifically, manage their finances and their investments. And she was flashy. She even tried to have a reality show, but the good thing about this reality show is she basically explains what she does.
I do control a very large part of their life. And when you control someone's finances, that is their life.
And that was from a test shoot?
Like a pilot.
If we had a reality show, babe, what would it be called?
Good luck. No, I know what it would be called. It would be called Find the Plot.
We would be canceled after the first episode. Is it a horror show? Is it a comedy show? Is it therapy? We can't tell.
Listen, Ryan Murphy, if you're listening, you are very problematic. However, I would just like to say, if you ever want to pitch a new American Horror season, it should be American Horror Story ADHD, starring Ellen Marie Marsh and Joey Taranto.
First episode, Ellen's car. And they're like, oh, I can't. I got to turn it off.
Speaking of ADHD, let's get back to this episode. So the question is, how did Peggy find her clients? Well, I would love to tell you. In a club. And you want to know why? I'll tell you.
In the club, we all fam.
Yeah, because you know what? When I go to the club, all I want to do is talk about my finances.
Right.
When I'm at a rave, I like to be surrounded by friends, but I don't want to chit-chat. And I actually don't want to be touched. I just want to dance in the safety of, like, my friend group. I mean, can you imagine the scenario? Like, me at a rave just dancing, minding my business, and then...
Hey, Joey, right?
Yeah, sorry, do I know you?
Yeah, Anastasia Beaverhausen.
Sorry, doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, okay. Have you ever thought about mutual funds?
Sorry, did you say sticky buns?
Mutual funds, kind of like sticky buns, but mutual. It's very complicated. I'll just do it for you. What's your APR?
Sorry, which way to the bar?
Yeah, and your APR. Here, just hand me your credit card. I'll do a quick credit check for you.
Hey, Anastasia? It's Anastasia, right?
Beaverhausen.
Yeah, I'm on drugs.
Perfect. You're my perfect clientele. Also, I am deaf. You know this.
I do.
I can't hear myself talk in a loud club. When I am in a club or any loud place, I am...
Helen Keller.
I am screaming. And I can feel myself screaming. And I've turned to people and said, am I yelling?
Honey, you can't hear yourself in a Walgreens, okay? Did you say you wanted the water-based lube or the silicone lube? What's wrong? Why are you upset? Oh, I'm talking loud?
But Peggy, that was basically her office. She was wheeling and dealing in the club. Remember, Lacey is doing boots-to-the-ground investigation on this show. She actually is wearing this amazing party dress, the 3D butterflies. Is it origami, paper mache? What is it?
I have no idea, but it's effective.
Okay, I don't know. I love it.
Spectacular. Give me 14 of them right now.
Yeah, I'll take 14 butterfly dresses.
Now, a friend of one of the victims is here named Chantel, and she says...
Peggy will walk into a room and take everybody's attention. Got Gucci shoes, shirts, pants, purses.
She lit it up.
Oh, God.
Like, she lit up every room she went into.
I was hoping to avoid that. I was going to go more the Will.i.am Britney Spears route of...
When we up in the club... All eyes on us.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, she dressed to impress. Beautiful jewelry, beautiful gowns, She looked expensive. And Ellen, we were talking about this before the episode. Who does that remind you of?
What we covered on our second live tour, the Pink Collar Crimes, the crappy accountant. You gotta fake it till you make it. Remember that woman, she had the fancy house in Laguna, which they totally shaded her and they were like, that was a rental.
Yep.
She drove a nice car. She was a Maxinista. She was all up. up in TJ Maxx's best, but you kind of do have to look the part. When people see that money, especially if she's in finances, they're like, well, she has money, so clearly she makes money, and she makes money for other people. She must be good at her job. It's a whole psychology we have around wealth.
Absolutely, because I remember, and maybe I've said this on the podcast before, my first job on Rent, I remember the music director said to me, if you wear a suit, people will open doors for you.
Mm-hmm.
Literally hold a door open for you because they think you're someone.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is so interesting.
It's totally a psychology thing.
So Peggy was definitely the queen of fake it till you make
mm-hmm.
it.
Ricky Williams is here, and he is a former NFL running back, which is the member of a sports team. It is so, just so you know that. Spoiler alert, Ricky Williams is going to have his heart in the palm of your hands at yep. the end of this episode. And he echoed those sentiments. She was always put together, always, you know, her hair done, makeup, nails. She was gorgeous.
She smelled like white diamonds.
That's what he said, right? This woman had a whole cavalcade of cars, not just like a Land Rover. We're talking Maserati, Rolls Royce, a Bentley car, which I don't know why they haven't changed it to just a McDonald's car at this point, but whatever.
I know.
She had homes. She had a condo in Miami. She had a bungalow someplace else. She also enjoyed taking husbands.
She sure did. Now, I know we aren't supposed to judge. Now, listen, Ellen, we talk a lot of shit about men mm-hmm. mutually on this show,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to drag the women here.
Okay.
She was a frequent visitor to the pickle patch of men with money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She was divorced 5 times. And also, if you are divorced 5 times, chances are you're the problem.
Why would you do that 5 times?
Once would be enough, you
once,
think.
You know, there are people out there who've done it twice. I know someone who's done it 3. At 3, I'm going to start saying, like, we need to sit down and have a chit-chat. After 3, I feel like that should be a max. You know how I always say people shouldn't get married until they're 30? Once
yeah.
you hit 3 marriages, you can partner up. Don't get the government involved on 4 and 5.
You know, here at I Think Not, we like to tell people how to live their lives.
Yeah. How else will we know when we're better than somebody?
We ain't better than nobody. Look at us, 2 garbage cans. Don't even know whether we coming or going.
The husbands may not have stuck, but their names did. Listed as aliases on her future federal indictment. Fulford, King, Williams, Simpson, and Rivers.
And Peg Bundy. So a lot of names. Slot of husbands, slot of names.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Joey, I need to know if you notice this.
What?
Peggy's beautiful, by the way. She's gorgeous. She's totally put together. But they show this picture when they're talking about Peggy, as they normally do on these shows.
Can I guess what you're about to say?
Okay, go ahead.
The mascara marks
yes!
on her lids.
My God, do not tell me that was not a drag by the editors. You all, she's beautiful. She has these long lashes, and she put on her mascara and probably curled her eyelashes, and then the mascara made little marks on her eyelids.
Yep.
And that's the picture they showed. Come
yep.
on. That was intentional.
It was definitely giving Tammy Faye Baker.
I was like, we're here for this drag, editors. Thank you. I assume
Thank
you. That was for me.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So something to consider here, if you're not a sports aficionado. Welcome to Sports Aficionados.
That sounds
with
like your Sharon Bag of Bones impression.
And
Keep
Vanessa
going.
Redgrave. It's extremely difficult to go pro in sports. And if people do, they're usually very young.
Really? Okay. I didn't know that. I thought it okay, good. New information. Go ahead.
Yep. And quite a few of them only last a year or two once they go pro, but they make a chunk of money in that time. And in that time, they have to put a team together, including a financial advisor. Basically, they're going to be so busy that they want to be able to set their life up, have a team who will take care of everything so that they can focus on whatever their art is, right?
Yeah, to your point, a lot of them come straight out of college.
Yeah.
They're college kids 1 minute with like a fucking meal plan, and then they're handed these exorbitant deals worth millions of dollars, and they're like, I'm 20 42 years old. What am I going to do with $68 million? It's really daunting and really scary, but also really enticing for a scammer.
Exactly. So someone like Peggy is perfect because she already has pro athletes as her clients. She looks rich as fuck. She says she went to Harvard. And so some 21-year-old kid sees all that and is like, oh yeah, totally, right. You're the real deal. And you're almost like a family member because that's how she also positioned herself, the newest member of your family. So they'd be like, yeah, manage my millions. It makes sense. And listen, I get it because your financial advisor, I didn't ask any questions. They're my financial advisor.
Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to make financial decisions. You don't have to be a millionaire to do that.
Yeah.
And financial literacy is just not something we are taught in America. Like, I'm super stoked I learned about parallelograms instead of how to balance a fucking budget. I think that was a really spot on use of our time. Like, our school system really said, you need to learn about the nucleus of a cell and good luck with your financial stability.
Yeah, I mean, thank God for home ec. You learn how to make muffins and be in the kitchen, and that's where you belong.
Thank you. Welcome to I Think Not, where we put misogyny first.
And homophobia.
In comes Peggy with the clothes, the cars, the houses. She's got all the trappings of success. And she says, I'm going to take this money that you're making right now, and I'm going to make it stretch for your lifetime. And not just your lifetime, but your children's lifetime and your children's children's lifetime.
And Peggy really implanted that seed in their mind. You can go on the field and it could be your last game. You could go on the court and it could be your last game. You could go on the rink and it could be your last game. So she also was saying, you know, you have to plan now, which actually is a very fair point. There are no promises in any job. But really thinking about how one move, one tackle, I mean, don't get me started on football. It is one of the reasons I don't watch football. I just can't stand it. Like, I can't watch UFC fighting. I'm the worst person. I'm like, ow, ow, that looks like it hurts. And they're going out there and they can snap their neck, all this stuff with concussions and TBIs and everything. And so her message is correct, but it was all part of her scam.
Yeah, and here's the other thing is she would say, I'm very passionate about this because I want to create generational wealth for Black folks, which is something that systemically is not afforded to minorities in this country, right? And we should say, Peggy's a Black woman, okay? So she would say, I'm so passionate about this and creating generational wealth for others the way I have done for myself, I'm not even going to take a fee. So what we're doing here is I'm setting up wealth for you, long-term wealth for your kids and your grandkids.
That is just the weirdest thing to me. I don't want anything for free. Free always comes with a price tag.
That makes me nervous.
But yeah, don't get me wrong. You know I'm a coupon queen, but that's something that I do on my own. But if anyone offers me a free service, no. I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you, and I want to pay you. And the thing is that she's a financial advisor. Financial advisors statistically take between 5 and 20%, and she's not taking a penny?
It doesn't make sense.
No.
Also, I don't like anything for free because nothing is free.
No.
I will inevitably end up owing you something. It's why on a date, I either pay or I'm going Dutch.
You know I do too. You know, because I'm not going to be beholden to any kind of expectations over one silly little mojito and a cheese platter, sir.
You do not get this pussy for the price of a Monte Cristo at Applebee's. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Scallops, you say? Yes, I'll take them, but I'm closed up shop. And you know, that's what my dad used to do to people. My dad bought everyone. We know people like that. They just bought, nope, I don't want it. I don't want anything for free. But also, ma'am, who's buying your Gucci bags and your Maserati if you're out here working for charity?
Well, put a pin in that because AJ Bright is here and he was Dennis Rodman's manager. He was brought on board when Rodman retired from the NBA after 14 years. That man made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And also remember, he was notorious. I was a teenager in the 90s. The only two basketball players I knew were Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman because he was infamous.
His flamboyant style, colorful hair, and off-court antics made headlines. From dating Madonna to his unusual bromance with ruthless dictator Kim Jong-un.
What? Who knew that?
So weird.
But he was, you know, wearing dresses and makeup in the 90s as an NBA player, which was and continues to be oppressively masculine.
And Dennis Rodman was really a trailblazer in the sense that he was a sports star, but he was on red carpets. He was in all kinds of magazines and tabloids and things. That's not really where stars had lived in the past. But Dennis Rodman was so larger than life. And he was a showman. He was a character. But the cool thing about Dennis Rodman, and they didn't really talk about this in the episode, was he kind of did all this stuff off court. He was larger than life. His hair was always dyed a different color. Everyone would wait and see what Dennis Rodman was wearing or what top hat he was wearing or something. But he backed everything up on the court.
Yeah, he did.
Because he was getting fame from all of his wild living and all of his red carpet looks. But he was one of the best rebounders in the history of basketball. So it wasn't like he was just doing it as a stunt. He was just kind of like living his life and being a fierce basketball player.
It's true. So basically, Dennis was huge and Peggy getting him as a client was huge for her. So manager AJ says, Dennis called me, told me about Peggy. I met her. The woman was covered in diamonds, dripping in jewelry. She gave us a tour of her palatial home, and her office was covered in sports shit. You know, signed football, signed jerseys, basically everything a pro athlete and their manager would want to see to be like, oh, she's legit. She's the real deal. I feel good about this. And so, you know, Rodman was busy at the time, so he has to hire people to do things for him, people he can trust to manage his day-to-day affairs.
You know, I think about that often, actually, because I'm such a stickler. I look at every bill, everything that comes in and out. I do that with our company account. Like, I'll text Harris and be like, why do we owe Shopify $39? Like, I go through everything. And because, you know, mistakes happen or whatever. But I always think to myself, who's balancing and paying these famous people's credit cards? So Dennis Rodman is out on these streets being Dennis Rodman, and he's not looking at the inner workings of his own household. Apparently, famous people don't take out the trash or check their mail or pay bills. I don't know. That actually sounds really fun. But it's really scary because you have to entrust all of these people with your stuff.
Well, Peggy was supposed to do all of that, not take out his trash, but she was paying his bills, filing his taxes, managing his investments, reviewing his contracts.
Mm-hmm. It's like he's built this huge brand. He's this huge person, but that takes a lot of help and work.
Even a decade after his last NBA game, Rodman was still raking it in. Exhibition games in Tokyo, DJ gigs in Saint-Tropez, and other appearances bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The man was booked and blessed and bringing in a lot of money, which is why he was so smart, because he marketed himself.
Yeah. Well, you've got to keep many streams of income coming in. Like, I have multiple streams of income. Like, I just started my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's more of an ADHD style OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Usually, I film myself doing a task, like reorganizing my closet. And then when I get to my closet, I find a stack of pictures and realize that I haven't scrapbooked for a really long time. And I'd like to catch up on that. And then I realize I don't have a stick of glue. So then I go to CVS to go get some glue. But while I'm at CVS, I realize I have a bunch of coupons I can stack. And then on my way back from CVS, I realize my car is a mess. So I've got to vacuum my car. And you know what? You got to subscribe. Give me your $6.99 and you can come to my OnlyFans. Okay.
God, you're so sexy. Jesus. Daddy's good little girl on OnlyFans.
No, I don't want this.
I know. I mean, but like, could you imagine?
And Dennis Rodman was doing the thing. When you're not playing a sport anymore, you have to have your, what is it, irons and different pots? What is it, lit
for
every
pot? Yeah, we'll go with all of that. It makes sense to somebody.
Okay.
But the point is that a team exists.
Somebody out there is going to understand us.
Somebody got it. The point is that a team exists so that an artist can focus on their art, whatever that art may be, right? And what you should know about Peggy is a predator. Like I said earlier, Peggy specifically, as a Black woman, preyed on Black male athletes.
Yeah, I want to give you the statistic. Well, I should have mentioned this earlier. I did a little bit of research, and according to the most recent data, 70.4% of NBA players are Black, 53.5% of NFL players are Black. So the idea that she ran in that circle, a very prestigious, smart, talented Black, usually men. I mean, they didn't really speak a lot about women. I think she mostly just stuck to football players and foot skipball and soccer ball players, whatever they're called.
Yes.
But it's going from being in college to making an insane amount of money.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
To be in a position like this, to be working with athletes, they almost want to help her succeed because there aren't a lot of Black people doing this, and then Black women even less.
She was strategic about this in that, like, hey, listen, we are all professionals who are Black folks, and we're going to uplift each other, and we're going to create wealth for each other and our families. We're going to uplift. It's rising tides raise all ships, right?
Joey, I literally wrote rising tides raise all ships.
Yeah. It's true.
Because they felt like they were helping her out, too. Because she's Black and she's a woman. I looked this up. For a poll taken in 2024, out of all the certified financial advisors, only 5.6% are Black.
Wow.
And then how many of those are Black women, do you think?
Yeah.
Like a fraction of a fraction of a fraction? Because
who
honestly,
knows?
Well, women can't be trusted with money. We can't do numbers. I can do numbers when I'm pouring from a measuring cup. I can do those numbers. But
yeah, stick to what you know. Stick to what God put you here for. I mean, but the thing is like, that's why it's so insidious what she did is because she manipulated this situation, right? She used every single thing, including her maternal role that she took in their lives, to her advantage.
She endeared herself to people. She was like an auntie to these guys. And that is exactly how her plan was able to go on for as long as it did. Dennis Rodman specifically said she was a motherly figure and a family friend. He spent time in her home. And then they show this video of when Dennis Rodman was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he walks down the aisle, and the single solitary person he kisses and hugs is Peggy.
Yep.
Peggy's hooks were in so deep that when he went to the stage, one of the first people he thanked was Peggy.
I'd like to thank Peggy King, the family, that these guys are taking care of me these days. Thank you, Peggy.
He just trusted her so much. This actually pulled at my heartstrings. I didn't know it was still alive in there. Turns out it is.
Look, we learn something new every single day.
Look at that. Look at God!
But he was also close to Peggy's son, Elkin Jr. You know, so close that when Rodman was going to North Korea to see Kim Jong-un... What?
Weird.
So
what?
Weird.
That's Who a whole loved... separate side story. I want a whole documentary on that relationship.
Well, apparently he was a huge fan of basketball and a huge fan of Dennis Rodman's. And so Elkin was there. The point is that all of this makes it abundantly clear how deep Peggy had her hooks in Dennis and in his life.
Do you think we've endeared Harris too much to us? She literally has all of our information. She has my password. She has my social. She could be running away with everything we own by, like, noon tomorrow.
Honey, I have her social.
You do? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She works for us.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? She needs us just as much as we need her, okay?
I'm not kidding. If Harris ever left this show, it would be over. People say, when will ITN be done? It will be when Harris leaves us. She finishes my sandwiches, I swear.
Okay, anyway, how did this all fall apart? Let's get into it.
Well, so I guess probably it started because I got married too young.
We're not talking about you, my love. We're talking about, we're back to this.
Oh, great, great, great.
Yeah, can I just talk to you real fast?
Yeah.
Can you just, Listen, I love you so much. But your ADHD is becoming a major problem.
Okay.
I don't know if it's all this downtime you have.
I have been taking downtime.
I think it's enough downtime for you.
I should go back to doing more work.
I think what we should do is we should put you in a pottery class.
Okay.
Where you just stare at pottery being cooked in a furnace and then you paint it. It's going to be good for you.
Is that downtime?
That is downtime.
Okay.
Because right now your downtime is killing me.
Okay. Hey, Harris, it's Joey. Remember how we said Ellen needed to work less? I think we should go back to the way things were.
I'm just kidding. I love you. Okay, so this is when we get introduced to one of Dennis Rodman's lifelong friends, Elaine Lancaster, also known as James Davis, who is basically a drag queen legend down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Elaine did his makeup, put him in drag, and she's like, Dennis truly did not give a fuck what people thought about him.
I know. Lacey asked that question. She said, did the backlash that Dennis got, you know, he wore dresses and makeup, and Elaine's like, he didn't give a fuck. He looked in his fuck it bucket, and that was empty.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, Elaine is not here to mince words.
Mm-mm.
When asked about Peggy, she says this.
She was always so pushy. And, you know, I'd be having a conversation with Dennis, and she'd push right in the middle. And I was like, bitch, you better back up.
do not cross a drag queen. I would cross anyone before I would cross a drag queen. Have you seen RuPaul's Drag Race? I would cry if I was on the other side of those insults.
Whenever I have watched someone try to come for Bianca Del Rio, it never ends well
no,
for them.
They go for the jugular.
Oh, honey, when they open the library, which basically is like the drag queens reading the other queens in the room, this is one of my favorite reads.
Little Miss Georges, the tiniest little waste of time.
Oh! I can't. I would be in tears. They go for the jugular. They'd say, oh, that color doesn't look good on you. Is that why your dad left? It is zero to jugular when you are dealing with the drag queens. Do not come for a drag queen. You are welcome. This is an educational podcast. But Elaine was a down bitch for Dennis Rodman. Elaine basically said, who is this Peggy person? What is Peggy short for? Margaret? What are you doing here? You work for him. Why are you in front of all the pictures? Why are you inserting yourself into all aspects of this man's life? Get back into the office where you belong. What are you doing?
Yeah, she tried to talk to Dennis about her, and Dennis was like, girl, hush up. It's fine. I'm telling you now, I have had this conversation with you and other people where I'm like, I can't explain why, yeah. But that is not a good person.
But you, I have to give it to you, babe. Your instincts, except for one time that you didn't catch on to someone.
Yes.
You're really good at that. And I'm like, what? They're so nice. And you're like, I don't know. And like a year and a half later, Joey will give me his big blue-eyed, I told you so. I'm like, you did. You do. You read people really well. And that's why Elaine's like a dumb bitch. She also mentions that Peggy used all of Dennis's connections. You know, yeah. She would passing out her business cards at parties. Now, I do have to be fair here. You can't really fault people for networking. Everybody listening right now has benefited from the game of networking. And I love doing that. You and I both do that all the time. Like, we'll say, oh, you should work with so-and-so. Let me connect you. Let me do this for you. You know, like you said before, rising tides raises all ships. I'm not going to gatekeep information or connections or anything. But Peggy didn't really do it the way we do it, I fear.
No, there's an art form to it. I will tell you, I have seen people make absolute fools out of themselves being so blatant in their climbing the ladder.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody's climbing the ladder. We're all trying to get somewhere. And we've all had help along the way because you have to have help along the way, right? Mm-hmm. And you and I are instinctually not gatekeepers. Mm-hmm. We want to help people. Yep. But I also know when somebody wants something from me, I can feel it in a way that doesn't feel like let's help each other out. Especially in LA, it's a feeling of you have something I want. How do I get what I want from you? I can feel it. But Peggy was very overt. Like, she was handing out her business card to anyone in a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And the thing about the circle that Dennis Rodman would travel in is everyone is a celebrity. And something about the business of show is that celebrity begets celebrity.
If you're in the inner sanctum of a celebrity, it helps you break down the barriers of getting in with other celebrities.
You think, oh, well, if X, Y, and Z are working with her, she must be legit. And therefore, I'll trust her with my millions of dollars. And before you know it, you have a whole roster of individuals.
Once you know someone, and humans are sheep, they consider you vetted. Oh, no, he's cool, you know, with a celebrity name. You know, I kind of experienced that in the teaching world. I've taught theater and voice since I was, you know, 22, 23 years old, so for 8 or 9 years. But all of a sudden, when I booked a Broadway show,
legitimized you.
I was Broadway's Ellen Marsh. So that made me reputable? No, it didn't. It just means I have a steady paycheck now.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I've been vetted, right? I was vetted by Broadway. She's a Broadway teacher. That doesn't make me better at my job. So if she's in this circle with Dennis Rodman and Dennis Rodman introduces her to Madonna, oh, you're Dennis's friend. It's just this instant legitimacy.
Yeah, exactly.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So finally, drag queen friend Elaine comes back and she's like, you know, we would go to dinner and his credit card wouldn't go through. And I would be like, you're Dennis Rodman. Like, why am I picking up the tab? I mean, I'm happy to do it. And he'd be like, you know, they have me on a strict budget. Don't worry about it. I'll pay you back. But Elaine was like, this is a red flag.
Yeah, you're a millionaire. You are the Elaine in this situation. Elaine was like, Peggy is sus.com. What is happening?
Well, then one day Dennis's electricity is turned off and manager AJ calls Peggy and she was like, oh, don't worry, the check's in the mail. And that was her go-to excuse.
Wait.
The check is in the mail. The check is in the mail. The check should have been in the mail forever ago. And why am I not on auto pay?
Also, do you know logistically how many payments you have to miss for the electric company to actually send someone down there?
I think it's like 6 months,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they send you notice after notice after notice. We had an issue in my old place in Jersey City. It was the thing was crossed. It didn't matter. I was paying something and it wasn't registering to the right meter. I had to pay like a year's worth of electricity. It doesn't matter, but they didn't turn it off. It takes so many missed payments. You got the lights shut off of Dennis Rodman?
Well, it only got worse because manager AJ got an email from Dennis's insurance broker who was like, I just want you to know, Dennis has a $5 million plan. And I'm sure it was a life insurance plan, right?
Yeah, life insurance.
And it's about to lapse because we haven't had payment. And so when asked, Peggy was like, listen, AJ, Dennis has no money. He's like spending everything that comes in, but don't worry, I'll take care of it. She didn't take care of it. And that policy indeed lapsed. That's a big fucking deal.
How does Dennis Rodman not have money? She's like, have you seen the cost of eyeliners? Through the roof. How is that even possible? What the fuck is going on? So now everyone is thinking, okay, you have one job. You have to pay the bills, manage the finances. And didn't you go to Harvard? Well, Dennis Rodman's problems got legal.
Things really went out of bounds a year after the Hall of Fame blow-up when Rodman found himself facing contempt of court for skipping out on 4 months of child support to his first wife.
You and I were talking before the episode. I remember this whole court proceeding.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. I looked up where this took place and it was Orange County. Let me tell you what California does not mess around with: deadbeat parents.
Yep.
California will prosecute you. There are some states that do not care. California is not one of them. You can play basketball. You can play football. Do not play with the state of California. They will come after you. And you and I were talking before the episode. I thought he was such a bad dude.
Yeah, this was a big scandal for him because everywhere in the papers, all over the press, they were like, look at this deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? He wasn't a deadbeat dad. He thought Peggy was paying his child support. Turns out Peggy skipped 4 months of child support payments to his first wife, and that was about $500,000.
And that comes down on him.
It does.
Because ultimately, even though he is entrusting this woman and hired this woman, at the end of the day, the contract says Dennis Rodman. He is totally responsible.
Yeah, and you cannot take a backseat to your career, and you cannot take a backseat to your finances. The problem with being in contempt of court over child support payments is they can hold your passport, they can suspend your driver's license, which means you can't travel, which means you can't work, and finally, you can't make money. So at this point, Dennis is like, okay, I have to sit down and look at all of my bank statements, my credit card statements, and see what's going on. And that's when reality really hit him hard.
Yeah, when was the last time he looked through his own bank statements? So he's doing that, and he's like, hold up, a charge for Victoria's Secret? I was out of the country on that day. I didn't go to the hair salon or get my nails done. All of the charges were foreign to him. He didn't recognize a vast majority of all of this shit. He didn't look at his day-to-day transactions. That's what he hires people for. Non-millionaires like us don't do shit like that. Like I said, I comb through every single bank statement and every single charge, but famous people who have a team, they're just living their life and assuming someone is paying the bills. And she was not.
Yeah, well, how was Peggy doing all of this?
Her scam was about as simple as it gets. Just set up a lot of bank accounts. She had something like 85 bank accounts. It was kind of like a shell game. And all she was doing was taking money from one, putting it in another, moving it around, moving it around. She would use some of it for living expenses, and then some of it for other things that she wanted to do. Other funds and cars and all these different things she bought. And as long as your client's not asking for financial statements and to see everything, you're good.
85 bank accounts.
I have have two. And yeah. I feel crazy just with the passwords alone. I probably spend 6% of my life resetting passwords. 85?
Well, buckle up because it only gets worse. She basically was buying whatever the fuck she wanted knowing that her clients were so busy.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't looking at their statements. In fact, mm-hmm. she banked on that. Literally. Yep. And that's how she was able to fly under the radar for so long. And this is what's so stupid. Like, she could have gotten away with this even longer if she had just paid his mortgage, his yeah. electric bill,
yeah,
and like
right.
his stuff. You know what I mean? Like, but that tells you how greedy she was. But then she opened up ghost corporations. Oh, she had 20 of them. Dennis Rodman Group, Dennis Rodman Group and Associates, Dennis Rodman Inc. And she laundered money through all of these corporations. That's how she was doing it.
Can I tell you, when I was little, I was watching some gangster movie and they were talking about money laundering, and I thought they washed the money so that fingerprints wouldn't be on them.
I don't think you're the first or the last person to assume that,
I didn't
love.
Actually know what money laundering was until Breaking Bad. Thank you, Bryan Cranston.
So when Dennis finally found all of this out and he realized, holy fuck, this woman who I thought was like a mother figure has been yeah. stealing from me blindly. It was 2015. So Dennis sends a letter to TMZ claiming that Peggy was a thief who stole from him, didn't pay his bills. Peggy fired back, calling him an alcoholic drunk, which is superfluous. It's either an alcoholic or a drunk. They're the same thing. It's like me referring to myself as a gay faggot. You know what I mean? Like,
don't call Joey a...
But it doesn't matter, because Dennis took her to court and Peggy was ordered to pay $1.8 million to him. But he told the press, it doesn't matter. I will never see that money again.
Yeah. What is it? What's a lawsuit if the person can't pay it back? And so she had another client in the NFL we mentioned earlier in the episode. And it's the player that runs from the front to the back. And then you get millions of dollars. And that is Ricky Williams. And he's here. And he is explaining that along with his fame came a lot of money really rapidly, you know, all being thrown at him. And his financial plan was a good one. He was going to live normally within his means and have disposable income, but also put it away and save and not have to worry about his financial future. But of course, poor Ricky Williams hired Peggy, and they give us a bunch of stats from Ricky Williams. He was the Heisman Trophy winner, which is a trophy. And
no, the Heisman Award, it's an award for who can say the most highs to men.
Now,
Heisman.
Joey, honestly,
award.
You sound really stupid. The Heisman Trophy is the person when someone's choking, they can get the food out of their belly the fastest. You honestly sound so stupid.
I know. I'm so sorry.
It's like you get that. And then whoever gets, you know, the undigested shrimp to fly out of the mouth wins the trophy.
Gays are dumb.
So stupid.
Anyway, he was a great player. I mean, he played for the Saints, and this is for my NOLA people. Yes, he played for the Saints, who dat nation. But he also played for the Dolphins, the Ravens, and the Dinglehoppers. Very niche mm-hmm. team. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, he did have some scandals. He was suspended for the 2006 season after he failed a drug test for the fourth time.
It and was,
he
was marijuana.
Like, yeah, and I'm about to defend him because he's like, look, I was in pain. I destroyed mm-hmm. my body as my job for money. And cannabis lessened the pain. That's why I was using it.
Yeah, he really broke my heart. He faced fines upwards of $650,000 for failing those drug tests.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What was interesting about Ricky Williams is he didn't necessarily fit the mold of a football player from a personality standpoint. He was uncomfortable with the role of being the superstar. I imagine he was looking for a lifeline, someone he could trust and someone who could help him out so that he could focus on football.
Now, our bestie Lacey sits down with Chantel, who is Ricky's best friend. And she was with him through this whole ordeal.
And basically, she says while Ricky was suspended, that's when he was introduced to Peggy through a friend. And Ricky was really down on himself. Like, people were talking to him because he was a polarizing figure, mm-hmm. right? And they're like, we don't want to be associated with the guy who is now labeled as the drug-using football player, right? So Peggy came in and she was like, look, if I had been your manager, we could have avoided all of this. And he was very vulnerable at the time. Yeah. And so Peggy shows up as this cheerleader, and he needed a cheerleader more than anything.
Exactly. Peggy was really good at reading exactly what people needed and giving them that. Dennis Rodman, do you need a motherly figure?
Yep.
I'm here. Ricky, do you need sort of a champion, a real rah-rah? You're going to clean your act up. Everybody makes mistakes. And that's what she was brilliant at. She sort of shape-shifted into exactly what her clients needed and wanted at the moment. And she was there with all the right answers at the perfect time.
And so she said, look, we're going to get you back to where you were and even better, not just professionally, but financially. And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
He started playing again. He got a raise, then another raise. And eventually he called Peggy saying, we did it. And he handed over $6 million for her to manage. And he was even on like what essentially was a pilot for her reality show. And Ricky was like, look, I always thought she had my back. We were building generational wealth yep. together. That term she used constantly.
Yeah.
In fact, it was on her business cards, building generational wealth.
And honey, those business cards were embossed.
They were embossed.
That wasn't some Canva laser print shit. Those were embossed.
And she literally ingratiated herself into people's families. She was, like you said, an aunt, a godmother, mm-hmm. a mother. But the first red flag for Chantel, Ricky's wife at the time, Kristen, went to the grocery and the card got declined. There is no reason on God's green earth why that person's credit card should be declined at the Kroger.
She tried to get a bag of oranges yeah. and she can't get it. What's yeah. going on?
And Peggy would just use the excuse, girl, I got you. Like, what? Maybe that was a mistake, blah, blah, blah. It was always an excuse for something. Or she would take Kristen out to go eat or let's go shopping and try to get her mind off of that.
Yeah.
Like, I got you, you know?
This bitch has more excuses than a pregnant fucking nun, okay? But again, the way that she was in these people's life, Kristen was like, oh yeah, like she's my best friend. She's not gonna, of course, it was a mistake. And she listened. We saw the same thing on the crappy accountant. She was everybody's best friend.
And so Kristen ignored it. But you know what you can't ignore? The IRS. That's right. In 2013, the IRS says, hi, you haven't paid your taxes in 3 years. And Ricky's like, let me call them and see what's going on. And that's when he realized, holy fuck, something is really wrong. Well, it turns out that Peggy, the godmother to one of Ricky's kids.
Godmother
stole almost all of that $6 million that Ricky handed over to her.
The godmother to his... Do you know what a godmother actually is? Like, outside of religion?
Yeah, it's... they turn your rags into a ball gown and your pumpkin into a coach and the mice into horses and you go to the ball.
Yeah, that's it. No, a godmother or father is basically signing an invisible oath that says, if I die, you take my kid.
Yeah.
In other news, I just made you Lola's godfather.
I hope she likes the ASPCA, because that's where she's going.
And so we've mentioned this. This is what she does. She pulls at people's heartstrings. She gets to know them like family. So people's initial instinct, which I would do this too, is you're going to look for any other explanation besides the truth. Surely there has to be some mistake. Peggy wouldn't do this. So that's what the closeness bought her. The doubt that people had in their mind that Peggy would ever be capable of such a crazy thing.
Well, Ricky's ex-wife, Kristen, she started investigating.
And so Kristen went into her own Inspector Gadget mode. She ended up reaching out to someone who found out that she didn't really go to Harvard. She's nowhere in the Harvard Law School. Her name is nowhere.
So no Harvard degree. Of course. I guess she was just an alum of Stanford University.
And then the FBI steps in because they found Peggy's 85 bank accounts. And the thing that is Peggy's superpower is that she gained so much trust from her clients that she was able to get them to sign over their power of attorney, which means she has total control mm-hmm. over their finances, and she would shuffle money around to cover her trail. So Ricky says, look, it sucks. I have to take accountability for my contributions to this situation. My mother always said you cannot be a victim of circumstances that you contributed to. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yes, she stole $6 million from me, but I am not going to let that define me. I know I can do other things. I know I can make money. I went into coaching. I went back to school, studied cannabis and its benefits. Yes, it's a lot less money, but my quality of life is so much better.
Yeah.
I think that that is great that he found the silver lining to it and was able to like extract such a beautiful lesson for him. Mm-hmm. But like, I also understand being like, I don't know what to do with if he had the opposite effect on them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I looked this up because there are people like LeBron James. He's an anomaly. That is not a normal length career, but NFL is way crazier. I know I joke around about not liking sports and football, but you really have to acknowledge the tremendous effect that it has on these people's bodies. The average career of an NFL player is 3.3 years. Kickers have a longer average of 4.4 years, but the NFL is considered the most physically demanding of all the sports. There are so many players that are forced to leave the league due to injury or just wear and tear. And so poor Ricky was like, what now? He just didn't know what to do. I would imagine that's a huge problem, but this was what the generational wealth was supposed to protect him from.
Well, thank God he was able to find a way to make lemonade out of lemons,
yeah.
You know? But Ricky and Rodney were not the first athletes that Peggy did this to. Mm-hmm. So then they talked to other athletes that had signed with her years prior. And of course, the question was, why didn't you warn people about her? Why didn't you talk about this? One word, shame.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have seen this so many times, yep. And we've seen specifically men get scammed out of money. They're so embarrassed, yeah. And they're so riddled with shame that they refuse to speak about it.
When we covered American Greed, I was like, yeah. Oh, this is going to be easy. I was getting so emotional with these people that were mortified, devastated, and hardworking people.
Yeah.
In 2016, Peggy was indicted on 8 counts, including wire and mail fraud. Faced with the overwhelming evidence, she pleaded guilty to just one, interstate transportation of stolen property. The other charges were dropped as a part of a plea deal.
She was ordered to pay more than $5.7 million in restitution to her victims, $3 million to Ricky, $1.2 million to Dennis Rodman, and the rest was divided between Travis Best and Rex Hillard. And then in November of 2018, she pled guilty to one of the federal charges of interstate transportation of stolen property, and that was part of a plea. They dropped the rest of the charges because that held a 10-year jail sentence.
Well, the FBI said it's unlikely that any of the victims in this scheme will see a dime.
Right. Our last episode where all those people got their money back, that was not normal, but that was because they auctioned off all of her shit.
Yeah, I was curious. I'm like, how does nobody get any money? But maybe the debt. Maybe there was so much debt.
Yeah, she might have been upside down on some of those houses or cars. We don't know. Yeah.
Well, while Peggy was in prison, COVID happened, and she requested an early release to take care of her father. I don't know what this woman said or did, but it worked because she got out after serving only 5 years, and she is currently living in a halfway house in Orlando with a release date of April 24th, 2026. You know, I don't understand how someone like this knowingly ruins people's lives, families, hopes and dreams of retirement, mm-hmm. and that they get an early release.
Insane. It's so unfair.
It's bizarre to me. It just merely breaks my heart because, you know, we live in a crazy time right now. And I have friends who are trans, friends who are, you know, women of color, you know, all kinds of folks who are minorities. And myself included, you know, gay people, we're scared. There's enough coming at you that you got to worry about. Mm. But to be taken down by one of your own, mm-hmm. who sells you as a mentor or a family member or someone that you can trust, only to find out that they are robbing you blind,
yeah.
It is insidious. I feel like I would go to jail because I would turn violent.
And, you know, there is a conversation to open up the disparagement of how much pro athletes make. That's a totally separate conversation. The fact of the matter is, it's still their money and their plans, and we don't know what they did to get there. I say cut all of their paychecks in half and give them to teachers. That's a separate conversation.
Sure,
I feel
absolutely.
Like people would think this is a victimless crime. Ricky Williams was taken for all he had. He had nothing left. Is $6 million a shit ton of money that you and I will never see the likes of? Yeah, absolutely. But it doesn't matter. It was his.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, some of these men are paid astronomical amounts, but it doesn't mean that they can be stolen from, especially not from people they trust. It is just, that's so insidious to me. Using somebody's faith in you, using somebody's trust in you. Just the gross thing.
And you also don't know what people come from. You know, people can come from nothing.
Yep.
Or they could be like, I just want to take care of my mom. And you ruined all their chances to do that. And, you know, listen, if you're playing football, you are literally sacrificing your body to your job.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Like, I understand what you're saying. Yes, the pay is astronomical. But like you said, I mean, in the NFL, the average is 3.5 years. Their body is destroyed after those 3.5 years.
And sometimes their brain, that whole conversation concussions and everything, that is really scary to me. I would never allow any child of mine to play football. I just wouldn't. I respect it. I love sports. I think team sports are so necessary for kids' development and such a positive thing. It just scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But it made me happy that Ricky had found sort of happiness, and he just kind of was just threw his hands up at the air and was like, this is the hand I was dealt. I'm going to deal with it.
Peggy took $6 million, but my mom taught me that I'm not allowed to do victim. When I realized that all the money that I made from playing football was gone, I got a choice to make. What am I going to do?
Can I tell you, Ricky seems like somebody that I want to sit across from a table and have a drink with, because I can tell that that man has been thoroughly therapized.
Yeah, for sure.
That man has done the work on himself. And I'm like, I want to pick your brain.
Yeah.
I want to pick your brain. I have so many questions.
Say something funny.
Well, you listen, you can say that there's an influx in pay for the NFL players. And I defend saying, like, look, you know, they destroy their bodies. I, too, almost became a pro athlete as a volleyball player. And those people pay those people, because I was breaking noses with a volleyball because I was an angry young gay man. And I said, if I can't play with a penis, I'm going to break your nose. And now I'm fine and I have no problems.
And that is Cats.
Are you on drugs? She's at a rave and she took drugs.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for Scam Goddess for our coverage. Please be sure, double check your socials. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok, and make sure you're a part of our Facebook group. That's where you're going to get all the notifications about anything stupid we are doing.
It's true. You can find us on Facebook at the I Think Not Podcast Facebook discussion group. You can find us on all social media platforms at I Think Not Pod. Also, if you're not popping by our YouTube channel, which is I Think Not Pod, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah, we drop episodes every Friday where you can watch us live and in color being idiots.
Pretty much. And if you have a couple minutes, you're on your commute, you're sitting in the back of an Uber, what have you, please go to Apple, Spotify, or Amazon and please rate us and review us. Give us 5 stars, even if you don't want to.
And if you don't have anything nice to say, go to Crime Writers On.
Yeah.
Kevin Flynn, he needs to be taken down a peg. I'm just kidding, Kevin. I love you. Don't worry.
We love Kevin and Rebecca. No, please. It really does help other people find our podcast and helps us boost us in the algorithm. Don't forget to go check out our Patreon. But no matter what, we're always going to be here on Wednesday on your regular feed, because we love you and we are needy and we need your validation.
Thank you very much for understanding.
Until next time, I love you, Joey.
LNET, Ella Marie Martian, I love you, DBs. I hope you have a blessed evening.
I love you, Davidges.
Bye.
Bye.
I play football.
Pro athletes have actually lost millions of dollars to sex workers. Fraud.
I was like, I don't remember that on the episode.
Well, she not only
wait,
used...
No, wait, let me say this.
Sorry, well, let Joey talk. He's the man.
Thank you.
Just whenever I get out of bounds, Rick, just remind me that he's the man and he needs to talk first. Okay, we're back.
Yeah, good. See, you're learning. I don't care what anybody says. You are not an asshole who don't learn things.
Should I stop it? Okay. Have I podcasted before?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.